Praise the Lord and welcome. Thank you for joining us on this Friday morning, July the 11th. We thank God for this day that he has given to us as an outstanding gift, a day in which we walk before him humbly to praise and glorify his name by our very being. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus, and I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory. For the next 30 minutes or so, we are looking to stand in the presence of God and to pray back to him, his very own heart. And so I trust that you are sampling and tasting of his heart and his goodness even on this Friday morning. The last major day of our work week, and I trust that you had a victorious week being led and guided by our Father in heaven, and who tends to continue to love us and to grace us with peace and to grow us, fashioning us after the imagery of his own Son. Well, today our focus is standing in God's ability to do. I'd like to repeat that. Standing in God's ability to do. And he does have this awesome ability to do far above and beyond anything we can ask, expect, or desire. The only condition that restricts God's power to do on our behalf is our lack of faith. He is not limited in action or restrained by the conditions that limit people. And therefore, God is never limited. Think of your own circumstances, challenges, concerns. Place those against God, the God that we serve, and we realize that he is never limited. Conditions such as time, place, space, nearness, ability, and all that could be mentioned have no bearing on God. He is unlimited and limitless. So we who believe and look to him as his children with cryings of true prayer will see him hear and respond with deliverance, no matter how dire our circumstance. Isn't it strange how God has to school us in his ability to do all things? Once again, thank you for joining us on this wonderful day. And I trust that you have a praise report in your heart and or a prayer request, something that God has laid on your heart for you to pray and for us to pray back to him. But before we do that, I would ask you to join me in going before the Lord, going before his awesome presence, because he invites us and he expected us to be here at this time on this day. So we're on by invitation. And so let us go before him humbly. Let us move into his courts and let us swipe our cards, if you will, for access. And that card is thanksgiving and praise. And Father, we thank you on this day because we couldn't see it. Had you not willed it and desired it, we would not be in it. But because you made a decision in your heart that we would be, that we would have our being, and we would move and live in you on this day, we're here. And so we thank you for your keeping power. We have sensed your care, your enduring love and protection over us all this week, all the days that have gone by. It is you that preserved and kept us. We did not keep ourselves. And for this, we give you the praise, all the praise and all the thanks in the name of Jesus. We thank you today from the bottom and depths of our hearts and our souls. We give you praise. We lift you up. We enthrone you in the most treasured places and spaces in our own hearts on this day. And Father, we invite your love and your forgiveness for any failures on our part. And we are positive that we have missed the mark in some situation, some set of circumstances, where we did not rise to the level of your expectation. But you were nevertheless there for us, not to condemn us, but to beckon us to come closer for the protection and the love and the mercy and the grace that you have available for us. So we ask that you would cleanse us today from all unrighteousness. Cover us with the same covering that your Son has and that he has offered to us. We invite that covering by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are cleansed from all unrighteousness. We proclaim that because that is your word on this day. And we thank you. We bless you today. Thank you for our prayer partners that are so enthused and committed to joining us every morning. And we thank you for them and for the victories that you've given to them and that you even have in store for them. We pray that every desire, because you promise that you'll give us the desires of our heart, and we pray that every desire of our hearts line up with your purpose and your plan for us, and that it would be made manifest and therefore fulfilled before our very eyes. And we thank you now for speaking with us, leading and guiding us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. What a wonderful opportunity we have. Over in Mark chapter 9 and verse 22, there were folk that came to Jesus, and they said to him, and this is Mark chapter 9 and verse 22, "If you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." I can only imagine how many people have that same request of the Lord today. And it could be you. If you can do anything, is the request. Take pity on us and help us. And often we don't like to ask for help. We want to put forward the idea that we have it all wrapped up and put together and we're on top of it. Quite often that's not true. We do need the pity of the Lord. We do need the help of the Lord. So today we have at least and I'm presenting it to us that we have a prayer, some prayer targets that I believe that God has placed on my heart. And if you have any, you can share that with us. But we are going to keep going forward unless you request a space to share what God has laid on your heart. In the interest of time, we will keep things moving, as we always do. Your microphone is open, so you can be heard. All you have to do is speak. And you're in a large group right now. You may not be aware of that, but I can assure you that you are. You're part of a large team that has gathered around this time that God has given us, this privilege, this opportunity. Today, we want to pray for Israel. As you know, if you've been paying attention to the media, that Israel is somewhat at war, and it's about to escalate as Israel calls up its reserves, about 30,000 of them, and they're looking to make a movement against what is believed to be violence against them coming from the area of the Palestinians, which is right next door. And so they're looking to defend themselves. What I'm suggesting has nothing to do with geopolitics. It has to do with God's plan and purposes for the earth and for that nation and the nations that surround them. And we're taking our positions with kingdom perspectives. And so I'm going to ask us to join together today and stand on behalf of the people. And I would like to have us focus on the children on either side of the conflict. They're suffering and are going to suffer the worst of what occurs and what is occurring. And you can only imagine God's heart towards these children. You can only imagine God's heart towards the families that are involved. And this is humans doing what they know to do to survive and to protect themselves from whatever forces and issues they believe that are threatening. But we must pray that God would have his way in the conflict, and that life, limb, and circumstances that promote life would be preserved, even on this day. Even now as we speak, bombs are going off in that region of the world. Violence is escalating. So let us pray. Let us ask God to intervene. We don't know what that would look like. We don't know. We know God is a God of peace, and Christ has been sent, and he has come to give life and that more abundantly right here in this earth. And the enemy opposes that. Father, on behalf of those that are in Israel, in the Palestinian lands, we pray right now and we lift them up before your throne. We cut every demonic, every hellish strategy and plan and influence on this day, using the sword of your word and of the Spirit. And we proclaim, according to Psalm chapter 125 and verse 3, that the scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous. We ask you, Father, today to break the strongholds of religion, pride, and wickedness that seek to overflow that region of the world, causing loss and suffering and death. Lord, we know that you said in your word you will not forsake your people because of your great name, because it has pleased you to make Israel your people. Help us today as we offer ourselves to stand in the gap for your plan for Israel and your love for the people there. We pray today that you would bring the council of the nations in that region, that you would make their plan of no effect. And we declare that your purposes for Israel will be completely fulfilled. We proclaim that on this day that you will be glorified in that region for your great name's sake. Continue to protect the lives of the innocent in the name of Jesus. We rebuke every demonic, every devilish and hellish plan and plot that was scheduled to be released on this day. Once again, we declare the counsels of the wicked to be zero. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise
amen.
The name of
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
yes.
you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for answering our prayers, Lord. Thank you. Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's been a privilege to call upon you, Lord. To have your prayer, Lord.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Two or two are gathered.
Hallelujah.
Let's not agree on anything in your name. Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Glory
and
to God.
Advance. We're doing it.
Yes.
Thank you,
Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Believe
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah. To the highest praise, Lord. Hallelujah.
Put a strong arm over Israel. Hallelujah.
Thank
In the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the name of the Lord. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless your holy name, Lord. Your name is Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. While we are in that section of the world, there's a nation there that, as we are continuing our prayer journey for Muslims, for the salvation, for the kingdom positioning of the nation, we want to pray for Lebanon. Hallelujah. Lebanon is 54% Muslim, 41% Christian, 5% other. A nation of 4.1 million individuals. hearts, children and adults, men and women. And Lebanon is mentioned several times in the scripture. We want to pray for them today. We want to pray for them, pray for their leader, who is Michel Suleiman. Lebanon. Lebanon is mentioned. Wood and material and stones came from there for Solomon's temple. Let us pray. Father, thank you, Lord, that we can represent the nations before your great throne. And who are we that you've given us this awesome privilege? It's your love, it's your grace that have given us access and has positioned us and has stirred our hearts and given us the stamina to pray. So we thank you for the privilege. And today we lift up the nation of Lebanon. We lift up those that are seeking you during their celebration of Ramadan. And we feel this is the most important season for us to pray for the Muslims there in that nation. That the quickening life of Jesus Christ would come through, reach and touch them. And even we ask that you would strengthen the Christians there, even as they pray that they would see the answer to the prayer. And all of the conflict that are in that area right now, that they, those conflicts would not distract from your kingdom purposes to have the nation serve you. So we thank you today, and we proclaim the increase and strength of the righteous, that the light would shine from on high, the light of your Son Jesus Christ would shine from on high and illuminate the hearts of those that are seeking you in prayer even now. That even as they call on you, that they will have answers that they never knew possible. In the name of Jesus, touch them profoundly. In Jesus' name we pray on this day. So we thank you for the Muslims. We thank you, Lord, for all of those persons that are seeking you. And we proclaim today, because you said in your word, seek, and you will find. Well, those that are seeking, that they would find you today. In Jesus' name. That they find you. They would come alive. They would be quickened by the Spirit of God on this Friday, the 11th of July. They will discover you in a personal and precious way because of your great love for them. So we thank you on today for all those that you will hear their cry, you will hear their prayer, and you will answer them because you've been waiting for them to call. Because you did say, call unto me and I will hear from heaven and I will answer. Thank you for the answer today. coming from all who are seeking you on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Believers, I do want to share with you this morning as I was in prayer. This morning, the Lord stirred my heart, and I'm going to leave something with you, and I will only ask you to allow the Lord to open it up even the more for you, because just what he has shown me was just so powerful and riveting. And I have not had the chance and the opportunity as yet to really meditate as much as one might on this. But I want to leave it with you for your own process. Let the Holy Spirit do what he will with you in your heart. As I was in prayer today, earlier, the Holy Spirit dropped in my heart a request for us to pray for the children at the borders of the United States. All of us would have heard by now of the crisis relating to the children that are traveling from South and Central America, particularly Central America, seeking refuge here in the United States. Okay, that's one thing. But what stirred me profoundly was when the Holy Spirit said, children at the border, children in the womb. And he began to explain to me the larger picture of what this is all about. And this is not simply about some children, it's about this nation. And can we be who we say we are? And this is a test. And in the light of that, it may begin to give me clarity and make sense when the Holy Spirit juxtapose these two ideas, children in the womb, children at the border. Something for us to meditate on, because how do we respond as a nation to children in the womb? How do we respond to children at the border asking for help and for life? All God is asking you and I to do is to pray about that. He's not asking us to take a side. Because there's so many that have opinions right now, but it's not helping the children. The children. What happens to the children speaks volumes, whether they're in the womb or at the border. Can you see how prayer is needed? Let us pray for the children right now. Just remember how humble children really are, naturally, lacking the sophistication of adults. And what a privilege it is to be a child. and how challenging it can be to be a child in a world such as ours. And how, unless God helps and protects and has mercy, how vulnerable the children are to every evil. Every evil. Unless the Lord cares for them and protects them, He is their refuge. They're innocent, even in the womb. They're not safe there. Let us pray. Father, our hearts are touched. They're saddened by what we see and witness and what we're coming to understand about the true conditions of our earth and of the nations, even this nation. And Father, the soul, from what we can see of this nation, is being tested once again. And it's a test that we can only pass with your help. There must be a breakthrough from heaven, a divine supernatural breakthrough that moves through every troop, every barrier, every evil design, every evil philosophy, every evil thought, to preserve and to add and to give life on this day to the children. And Father, we pray for their parents. We can't imagine what that feels like, the separation. But a separation involving hope of a better life. Hope of necessities being met. We thank you, Lord. This boggles our minds. We're not able to wrap our minds around this thing that is going on in the earth right now. But with your help, we thank you that you've positioned us in a place where we just obey you and share your heart and pray back to you what you've given to us. And we pray that our prayers are effectual and fervent. Fervent enough that they prevail even on this day. Because the kingdom of God is light. And all men need light. Today we pray for the President of these United States, President Barack Obama. Father, we're thankful that you're just having us be those that stand in the gap. We don't have to take sides with the politics. Because so far the politics are not benefiting your children. And therefore, the children suffer. They suffer. Not because of their own sin, but because of the sins of men. We thank you today that you are there and available to help the president. We pray for the leaders in Congress. We pray that even as they wake up on this day, that there would be a deep awakening, deep enough to shake every heart, such that the question is asked, what are we doing? Who are we? And then divine supernatural consciousness comes forth for your glory in the name of Jesus, so that there's peace and benefit to all. Father, we proclaim today an end to the foolishness of man in power. We declare and proclaim wisdom, not the earthly kind, but the kind that only comes from above, even on today. We pray on behalf of this nation that substance coming from the vine, who is Jesus Christ, will flow through the vine to supply what is missing even on this day. Your heart's love and your heart's compassion is missing. And what's left is stony. It's hard. It's without life. It kills. And today we ask that you would replace the stony with a heart of flesh that responds to your great love and your great mercy. So we pray over this nation, over our president, over Congress, that there would be a waking up on this day like never before, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We pray. Amen. And amen. Mm-hmm. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for hearing and answering our prayer.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you.
Glory to
we
God.
We thank you, Jesus.
Bless his name. Bless his name.
We pray, Lord, for Lord. We thank you, because we know that you don't do it, God.
He's worthy.
You are a prayer answer, God.
You are worthy, Lord.
Jesus.
You are worthy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the name. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, our time is moving. We just have just a very few minutes left in our prayer cast on today. We trust that your own heart and life was stirred. If you have a prayer request, now would be a good time to insert that.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Good morning,
Steve. Good morning.
I want to give God thanks this morning
glorify his name.
Yes, praise him.
High praise this morning. My first report is that I am alive.
Amen.
God,
praise God.
I thank God for keeping me with his keeping power like only he can.
Yes.
Otherwise, if there's too many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come, but how did I come? Only by the grace and the mercy and the loving kindness of the Almighty God. I thank him that he's brought me through to this age. I will have a birthday on tomorrow, God willing, and I just
praise the Lord.
I just want to praise him because he is greatly to be praised. I don't know what I would, where would be, what I would have done if it wasn't for the Lord on my side, keeping me,
yes,
guiding me and directing me, even in my backslidden times. And I'm not perfect, still not perfect now, but he's still keeping me and he's still watching over me. And so I just give God thanks and praise, and those words are not even enough to express what I truly feel in my heart for God's goodness towards me, his mercy towards me. I just give God thanks this morning. I just give God thanks.
Amen. 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 Praise God for life and liberty.
Yeah.
Wow. Having another birthday. Praise God. That's a wonderful praise report, because we often can take our lives for granted. Every day is an act of grace on God's part. Every single day that is the
moment.
Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we probably have about a half a minute or so left. I do want to pray for someone that's on my prayer list, and his name is Guy Roxbury. And Guy is someone that resides in our community, and he informed me on yesterday that he is going into the hospital today for detox. And he's trying to shake the chains off of alcohol. And he's a former substance abuser, meaning in, as it relates to heroin and all of that. And he said he can't understand. He's dropped the habit of heroin and cigarettes, but the alcohol seems to be forceful in keeping him in bondage, and so he asks for prayer. Let us pray for him. Sure.
Just a minute, please, because Robin Henry has been on my heart. This is a young lady that we met a few Saturdays ago, and she's been in my heart. So if you can also lift her up in prayer. I know it's a struggle for her too. So just lift her up in prayer, please.
Father, we pray for these two people, for Guy and for Robin. And we pray, Lord, as you give Guy this opportunity, that he has taken it today. We pray that he's on his way now to the hospital, and in a few days his system would be clean from the effects of the alcohol, and he would be of a sound mind, and that your spirit would be upon him. Father, quicken him in ways that he has never been quickened before, with life, supernatural life from above, so that his mind and his being is forever changed. He becomes a new creation. And we pray that for Robin as well, whom you sent into our lives. We pray now, Lord, that wherever she is, that you're preserving her, you're keeping her. And Father, we rebuke every wicked design in the lives of Guy and Robin.
Mm-hmm.
And we welcome and proclaim divine supernatural life, the same life that quickened your body, Lord, when you laid in the tomb, that resurrection power that it would come to bear in the life of Guy and in the life of Robin. That on this day, this Friday, when things can come apart for many because it's the ending of the week, that for these two, things come together because of the injection of divine life, the activity of heaven in their lives. Move by your spirit upon them. Set them on Holy Ghost fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Keep them. Amen. And amen. Well, praise the Lord. And I so thank you for being with us this morning. And for those of us who are in our local area and you, we're gathering for prayer and fellowship once again on tonight at 7:30, God willing. We thank God for the opportunity to do that. And so at 7:30, you'll dial in, and we'll be here for prayer. In another week or so, we'll be getting out into the community, and so that we'll be actually seeing each other face to face. But tonight, the Newark Gospel Tabernacle Church family gathers for prayer at 7:30 and until 8 for and 1 hour. And we trust that you would have a blessed and wonderful day, all day today. And what I would like to do is thank you once again for being with us, so committed, so faithful all this week. And I would like to just share and read a benediction in our hearing. And it comes from Ephesians chapter 20 and verse 21. It says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end." And I trust that you can say amen to that.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Walk with the King today. Yes, amen, amen. Let the peace of God be with you. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.